WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. And welcome back to the Feminine Rosetta Emotional Strength Daily, your daily dose of real talk and empowerment. Today, we're tackling something that trips us all up at some point, whether you're a seasoned CEO or just starting out on your awesome journey self-doubt. Ever feel like an imposter? Like you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough to handle what life throws at you. Yet me too. It's this sneaky little gremlin that whispers in our ears, making us second-guess ourselves and hold back from going after what we truly desire. But here's the thing. Self-doubt doesn't have to be our boss. We can learn to recognize it, challenge it, and ultimately silence those negative voices. So grab your favorite mug of coffee, get comfy, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer self-doubt and unleash your inner powerhouse. First up, understand where it comes from. Self-doubt often stems from past experiences, maybe a harsh criticism, a setback, or even comparing ourselves to others. We internalize those messages and start believing them as truth about ourselves. Think of it like this. Our brains are amazing at pattern recognition, but sometimes they get stuck in negative loops. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic pops up with its usual spiel, you're not good enough, you'll never succeed, what if you fail? Stop and ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often the answer is none. Those thoughts are just anxieties disguised as facts. Third, celebrate your wins, big and small. We tend to focus on our failures and brush over our successes. But recognizing and celebrating your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant, boosts your confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. Did you nail that presentation? Rock that workout. Ace a tough conversation? Give yourself a high five. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people who believe in you. You know those friends or mentors who always lift you up and encourage you to chase your dreams. They're like superfoods for your soul. Their positivity and belief in you can be incredibly contagious and help you overcome self-doubt. Finally, remember that progress is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, wins and losses. What matters is that you keep moving forward, learning from your experiences and growing into the best version of yourself. Be patient with yourself, embrace the process, and trust that you have everything within you to achieve amazing things. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreams of showcasing her work in a gallery. But every time she thinks about putting her art out there, self-doubt creeps in. She worries that people will think it's not good enough, that they won't understand her vision. This fear keeps her from submitting her work to the gallery and chasing her dream. Sound familiar? This is where those 5 key takeaways come into play. Sarah needs to recognize where her self-doubt stems from, perhaps past criticism or a fear of rejection. She needs to challenge those negative thoughts, reminding herself of her talent and passion. She needs to celebrate her past successes, big and small. She needs to surround herself with supportive friends who encourage her art. And most importantly, she needs to remember that progress is a journey, not a destination. So Sarah can take a deep breath, acknowledge her feelings, challenge those doubts, and start taking small steps towards her goal. Maybe she starts by sharing her artwork with trusted friends and family or entering local art competitions. Every step forward builds her confidence and brings her closer to achieving her dream. Remember, overcoming self-doubt is a process. There will be moments when you stumble, but that's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. You are capable of amazing things, and I believe in you. So go out there, embrace your power, and show the world what you're made of. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little boost of confidence today. And join me tomorrow for another dose of real talk and empowerment. See you then.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.